All right, this is Digital Dave live from the porch.
And Fast Eddie.
He's Fast Eddieing over there.
And we have Dr. Peggy Chabrian here. She is the president of Women in Aviation International. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. What do you think of our little vantage point here?
Oh, I love the vantage point. I've been coming to AirVenture for, I just realized while I was sitting here thinking, this is my 30th convention.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you're a veteran then.
Veteran.
So you know all the good parking spaces.
I'm still looking.
Oh, you've gotten all the good giveaway items then.
Yeah, right.
You can't come to AirVenture without getting swag. Well, Peggy, we want to talk about your job here with Women in Aviation. What exactly is this organization all about?
Well, I like to tell people we did things a little backwards. We started out with an annual conference back in 1990 with about 150 people. It was through the auspices of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. It was just going to be a one-time, one-day seminar. And we had about 150 young people, mostly, who showed up and some others. And they said, you know, this was a great idea. As, you know, mostly women at an aviation convention, was like 90% women, 10% men, and got a chance to interact and network with each other and so forth. The next year, Parks College put on another one, and we had about 250 people. Well, after about 5 years, people said, well, this is a great conference to come to, but how do we join the organization? Well, there wasn't one.
Yeah, it took you by surprise, didn't it? Yeah.
So we formed the organization, now 12 years old. We have about 18,000 members and about 3,200 people at our convention this year. So not quite as big as AirVenture, but we're getting there.
Where do you hold your convention?
Different cities around the country. This year we were in Orlando. Next March, 13th through 15th, we'll be in San Diego.
Not bad. Not bad.
Do you ever guys make it to Philly? Come on out to Philly.
Right.
I was going to say, you make it to Philly, give us a call.
Okay.
We're in a neighborhood. So you have Women in Aviation, and what you're doing is you're providing, I would guess, information sources.
Mentoring, maybe?
Mentoring, a lot of mentoring. We work a lot with particularly high school and college-age university students to encourage them to pursue aviation careers or even just, you know, learn to fly and be involved in aviation somehow. One of our biggest, I guess, success stories, if you will, is our scholarship program. It started in 1996, had a little raffle. We sold tickets, you know, dollar chance, six for $5. We raised a little over $1,000, so we gave out two $500 scholarships. We now, in our 12 years, have awarded just a little over $5 million. We've been averaging about $500,000 a year the last couple of years.
That's a pretty good raffle ticket.
That's a fair amount of change there.
Well, now we have companies who want to support what we're doing and provide type ratings, everything from Cessna, for example, a private pilot rating. Other companies, Boeing, for example, maybe a 747 type rating, so all different kinds of flight and maintenance.
Well, let's talk about opportunities for women. I mean, that has to have changed radically in the last 20 years.
I think the biggest thing is, as more women are getting into aviation, it's just letting other young people know that this, particularly young ladies, that this is a great career field to be in. Sure, back in maybe the early days, you know, we weren't quite sure women ought to be in aviation. Certainly the WASP faced that in World War II. But I think right, you know, now the doors are open, literally, and companies are wanting people, men and women, to apply for those positions. And it just, I think the biggest challenge we face is letting particularly young ladies, even as young as elementary school and certainly by middle school, to know about the careers in aviation and to look into them as something
for
them.
To know that that's a viable alternative.
Yes.
Because most girls are brought up to think it's not that, you know, thing that they should do.
No. You can see anytime you're in an airport, you're always seeing women, not necessarily as flight attendants, but as flight crew.
Definitely.
I've seen three and four stripers, and I'm thinking to myself, this is cool. Plus, you also now have lady pilots in the military, transport and fighter pilots.
And fighter pilots, that's true. In fact, this coming year in San Diego, the military, both the Navy, the Coast Guard, and the Marines are all planning special demonstrations. Air Force has been involved with us for a long time to talk about the military aspect of career opportunities. And you mentioned women in the cockpit in the airlines. There's approximately, I don't have my official statistic here, but approximately 5,000 women airline pilots today.
Good with me.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't know any different.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, the thing of it being is there's some, you know, Neanderthal types out there that think that women are not suitable for being in the cockpit. What they may not know is the Aloha airliner that blew its fuselage top off was landed by a lady pilot.
Mimi Tompkins, one of our members.
Yeah. She did a sweet job. Couldn't have put that airplane down any better. And as it turns out, the airplane was in such bad shape that she avoided a major catastrophe. They had some very serious structural problems, and she painted that airplane onto the runway.
She did a great job.
Yes, she did. She gets a pat on the back from all of us here at EAA.
Well, one of the things I'd like to invite, maybe not everybody, we couldn't quite accommodate everybody, but we're having a WI celebrity breakfast Friday morning over at the Hilton Garden Inn, and we have some of the EAA celebrities who will be there, some of the air show performers. We just saw the Aeroshell Squadron took off a little bit ago.
Yep.
Julie Clark will be there, Patty Wagstaff, some aviation writers, and John and Martha King are going to be there to make an announcement about the upcoming San Diego convention. So come by our booth.
Building D.
The breakfast is at the Hilton Garden Inn Friday morning at 8 o'clock, and you can come by for more information at our booth in Building D.
Building D. All right. Well, Peggy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. And may I say one last
thing? Certainly.
If there's a young person out there listening, or a parent or grandparent, and you have a young person who might be interested in one of our scholarships, our website address is www.wai.org. Thank you.
AI, womeninaviation.org. Right? AI. Yeah. Sorry, it was a late night and an early morning.
We're losing it this morning. We have once again landed with the wheels up.
You have wheels?
Yeah. How's that?
All right, this is EAA Radio. You're listening to Digital Dave and Fast Eddie, and again, EAA Radio.